the speaker.
The Senate, by a vote of 92 yeas to 3 nays on November 27, 1973, having confirmed the nomination of Gerald R. Ford of the state of Michigan to be Vice President of the United States, and the House of Representatives by a vote of 387 yeas to 35 nays, on today having confirmed the nomination of Gerald R. Ford of the state of Michigan to be Vice President of the United States, the proceedings required by Section 2 of the 25th Amendment to the United States Constitution have been complied with. The gentleman from Michigan, Mr. Gerald R. Ford, has advised the chair that he has transmitted his letter of resignation as a representative of the 5th District of the State of Michigan to the Governor and the Secretary of the State of Michigan as required by the law of that state. The chair now requests the Chief Justice of the United States to administer the oath of office to the Vice President.
Raise your right hand, Mr. Ford, and place your hand on the Bible. And repeat after me, I, Gerald R. Ford, do solemnly swear.
I, Gerald R. Ford, do solemnly swear.
That I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States.
That I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States.
Against all enemies, foreign and domestic.
Against all enemies, foreign and domestic.
That I will bear true faith and allegiance to the same.
That I will bear true faith and allegiance to the same.
That I take this obligation freely.
That I take this obligation freely.
Without any mental reservation or purpose of evasion.
Without any mental reservation or purpose of evasion.
And that I will well and faithfully discharge.
That I will well and faithfully discharge.
The duties of the office.
The duties of the office.
On which I am about to enter.
Of the office on which I'm about to enter.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Mr. President, members of the Congress, and distinguished guests, I have the high personal honor of presenting to you a dear friend and former colleague whom we shall all miss, but whom we all congratulate, the Vice President of the United States.
Mr. President, Mr. Speaker, Mr. Chief Justice, Mr. President pro tempore, distinguished guests, and friends. Together, we have made history here today. For the first time, we have carried out the commands of the 25th Amendment. In exactly 8 weeks, we have demonstrated to the world that our great republic stands solid, stands strong upon the bedrock of the Constitution. I'm a Ford, not a Lincoln. My addresses will never be as eloquent as Mr. Lincoln's. But I will do my very best to equal his brevity and his plain speaking. I'm deeply grateful to you, Mr. President, for the trust and the confidence your nomination implied. As I have throughout my public service under six administrations, I will try to set a high example of respect for the crushing and lonely burdens which the nation lays upon the President of the United States. Mr. President, you have my support and my loyalty. To the Congress assembled, my former colleagues who have elected me on behalf of our fellow countrymen, I express my heartfelt thanks. As a man of the Congress, let me reaffirm my conviction that the collective wisdom of our two great legislative bodies, while not infallible, will in the end serve the people faithfully and very, very well. I will not forget the people of Michigan who sent me to this chamber or the friends that I have found here. Mr. Speaker, I understand that the United States Senate intends in a very few minutes to bind me by its rules. For their presiding officer, this amounts practically to a vow of silence. Mr. Speaker, you know how difficult this is going to be for me. Before I go from this house, which has been my home for a quarter century, I must say I am forever in its debt. And particularly, Mr. Speaker, thank you for your friendship, which I certainly am not leaving. To you, Mr. Speaker, and to all of my friends here, however you voted an hour ago, I say a very fond goodbye. May God bless the House of Representatives and guide all of you in the days ahead. Mr. Chief Justice, may I thank you personally for administering the oath. And thank each of the honorable justices for honoring me with your attendance. I pledge to you, as I did the day I was first admitted to the bar, my dedication to the rule of law and equal justice for all Americans. For standing by my side, as she always has, there are no words to tell you, my dear wife and mother of our four wonderful children, how much their being here means to me. As I look into the faces that fill this familiar room, and as I imagine those faces in other rooms across the land, I do not see members of the legislative branch, or the executive branch, or the judicial branch, Though I am very much aware of the importance of keeping the separate but co-equal branches of our federal government in balance, I do not see senators or representatives, nor do I see Republicans or Democrats. Vital as the two-party system is to sustain freedom and responsible government. At this moment of visible and living unity, I see only Americans. I see Americans who love their country, Americans who work and sacrifice for their country and their children. I see Americans who pray without ceasing for peace in all nations and for harmony at home. I see new generations of concerned and courageous Americans, but the same kind of Americans, the children and grandchildren of those Americans who met the challenge of December 7th just 32 years ago. Mr. Speaker, I like what I see. Mr. Speaker, I am not discouraged. I am indeed humbled to be the 40th Vice President of the United States. But I am proud, very proud, to be one of 200 million Americans. I promise my fellow citizens only this: to uphold the Constitution, to do what is right as God gives me to see the right, and within the limited powers and duties of the Vice Presidency, to do the very best that I can for America. I will do these things with all the strength and good sense that I have, and with your help and through your prayers. Thank you.